Cause for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Are you spending each day frowning more than you are smiling? If so, you're not alone. Millions of people have been trying to find the solution to living a happy, healthy life. Well, our next guest literally wrote the book on making happy happen. She's known as the Happy Hormone Doctor, and she has a passion for helping others improve their health and find their true potential. She's appeared on several TV and radio shows and hosts her own talk radio program. Welcome, author of Making Happy Happen, Dr. Cami Balick. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Dr. Balick.
Hi, thank you.
You know, we've had guests on the show that offer tips on losing weight, but 30% of our listeners aren't overweight, and some experts come on and they give us tips on how to cure a specific disease, but many of our listeners are healthy. You are sharing a topic that every single one of our listeners wants to wake up each day happy. Share with us how all of our listeners can make happy happen.
Yes, well, actually, the statistics tell that 40 million Americans are suffering from a biochemical imbalance, meaning a hormone imbalance, that can cause us to be on a roller coaster from happy to sad all through the day. And there are many books out there on happiness. And as you mentioned, I have my own radio show, and I interview guests all the time with happy tips. But I found that people need more than just happy tips. They actually need happy hormones, and that's what I really focus on. I have a PhD, I'm a naturopathic doctor, and my specialty is just balancing hormones. And so I wrote this book to just tell people how to actually bring their body into hormone balance and have a neurotransmitter balance so that their body is actually making happy hormones.
So share with us, how do people know? How would people know if they have a hormone problem?
Yes. A lot of symptoms are the same as symptoms for adrenal fatigue because your adrenals are a gland in your body, just like the thyroid is a gland that helps make your happy hormones. And so if you're feeling morning fatigue or you can't wake up or you're tired all day, or with women, if they have a hormonal imbalance throughout their monthly cycle, that's a good sign. If you're sleepy and then you can't go to sleep at night, or you have some mild depression or even more severe depression. But the main thing is just your mood isn't good and your energy isn't good.
Right. And what is your opinion on the does cortisol take a play in there as well as the adrenal?
It does, definitely. Yes. Cortisol is one of the main hormones that helps balance our other hormones. Look at cortisol and insulin balancing.
Got it. So do you take a test and then find the levels and then get them on a regimen and then come back and retest them? Is that how you work at the clinic?
Well, I do, yes. I have a private practice in Colorado, and that's what I do, yes, is a saliva hormone testing. But I've developed different self-quizzes that you can take for free at my website. It's makinghappyhappen.com. And I have a neurotransmitter and a hormone balancing quiz that you can take and see where your hormones are just from taking the quiz. And I also have a couple different ways in my book. And basically from that, I just give people tips on balancing these happy hormones and recovering the adrenals and the thyroid and the pituitary to a good state. Because all of us have the same hormones that our ancestors did or our grandparents did, but our lifestyles have changed so much, even though our bodies haven't. And today we're putting so much pressure on our body, but we're not getting the nutrients we need from our food. We're not getting the minerals we need, and then we're using them up more. So many people are just mineral deficient, and that causes the hormones to be down. And then I really like to talk about diet because our diet plays such an important role in our hormone balancing that it has to be part of it as well.
Would you put, I know there's so much bombarding us that affects hormones, the stress, the foods, the chemicals, pollution. Would you say then diet is number one then? You're saying that's the number one reason that people suffer from hormone imbalance?
Well, our diet is, yes, because we're eating bad foods and we're eating foods that are deficient. I actually just did a study, and our foods are 60% more deficient than they were just 20 years ago in vitamins and minerals. So
wow.
I like to tell people to supplement their diet with vitamins and minerals that they can get anywhere. But also,
right.
we're eating so infrequent, and we're fast-paced. We're eating fast meals, and most people are grabbing the carbohydrates and the high-sugar snacks to keep them going, or energy drinks because they're already tired, and it's just a downward spiral. So I really like to recommend high-protein meals and snacks and just lots of protein and vegetables and fruit to keep your body balanced, because when your blood sugar is balanced, and then so is the cortisol, your moods are also balanced.
Right. I know you and I share a belief that whole foods are the key, and they're a lot better than these synthetic vitamin supplements. Share with the listeners the biggest misconception when it comes to relying on that one-a-day vitamin pill cure-all to keep healthy.
Right. Well, I actually teach a college class in chemistry, and we did a scientific experiment with the different one-a-day vitamins. And if you will do this with your own vitamin, you can see if it's actually working for you. And what you do is you take it and put it in a glass of vinegar, because vinegar has the same pH level as our stomachs, and see how long it takes to digest. And most of the pills that we bought over the counter, the one-a-day vitamins that were not whole foods, they did not even break up. We came back the next day, and in 24 hours, they were still just sitting in the solution of just vinegar. And whole food supplements, when you put them in about 10 to 15 minutes, they dissolve. And I do like the whole food supplements because they are made from food and your body knows what to do with them. So
right.
instead of taking a synthetic vitamin C made from ascorbic acid or chemicals to make a vitamin C, the whole foods actually have the fruit in them. So you're going to get just a whole pack full of nutrition from it. And it's going to work
right.
for you because it's going to digest in your body.
Well, and a real common belief I have is we were not created in a lab. Why should our nutrition be?
That's really good. That's
yeah.
exactly right.
Let me ask you, I know antidepressants are so high right now with people taking them and being prescribed. Do you think if people ate healthier that they would be, eradicate? Would the antidepressants stop being prescribed?
Well, totally, yes. And a big part of it is eating healthy and then definitely supplementing your diet too. But I see patients, I have over 10,000 patients that I've seen that I have gotten off their antidepressants just by balancing their hormones with diet and whole food supplements.
How long did that take?
I have tons of the testimonials on my website. But when we give our body what it needs, the cellular level, you will make new good cells, and then your body will work for you. If you're
wow.
needing an antidepressant or you're feeling depressed, it's because your body isn't working like it's supposed to. You're not making the serotonin, which is our happy hormone. If you're not sleeping, you're not making the melatonin, your relaxing hormone. If you're tired, you're not making adrenaline from your adrenal glands. So any of those symptoms are just because your body isn't working.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry, Dr. Balick. We have to cut it off now, but thank you so much. For more information about Dr. Balick and how to make happy happen, go to howtomakehappyhappen.com. Don't forget to register for our Whole Body Transformation Challenge and a chance to win a free copy of Dr. Balick's book and many other fantastic giveaways. This week's winners are Edward Jefferson, who gets a free copy of Dr. Sears' book, Toxic Fat, and Becky Bullard, who is receiving the Kang Rang 3-Day Cleanse. Thanks to all of our sponsors who have partnered with us to keep you motivated to stay the course of your 2013 New Year's resolution. To find out if you're one of the lucky 15 who won a copy of the Belly Fat Diet Book for Dummies, go to yourgoodhealthradio.com. We're going to post them there and on Facebook and Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.